for the most part, there are plenty of executives who are very excited and actually psyched about what transpired today. Look, you also have a few that have used the phrase, we're cautiously optimistic, not a done deal, still has to get by the city council, as you said. But the bottom line is, yes, there are plenty of people who are excited about this on the executive level and other owners. And this was a big deal because, you know, other owners want to see other teams and owners do well and financially succeed. So today was one heck of a step as far as the Commanders and Josh Harris is concerned.
You know, this is just such a historic sight for the team itself. Fans who have been around D.C. and they've been watching the team maybe their whole lives, to have this idea of the team coming back, it is really exciting. But as we were just talking about, we just saw something similar play out about a year and a half ago. Virginia's governor came out with the owner of the Capitals and Wizards. They had a very similar press conference, and they said, hey, these teams are moving to Virginia. It's going to be great. And then just a few months later, it all fell apart. So with that in mind, I think that cautious optimism for fans is probably a good bet, Steve, because we just don't really know politically how this is going to play out.
Well, Nick, you were all over this story. Of course, we all know you covered this from start to finish, what transpired in Virginia. But I want to point something out here, which a lot of people haven't really talked about. The mere presence of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell at today's press conference, you know, he spoke fine, but I usually like using the line, you know, the words spoke big time volumes. To have the commissioner there really spoke volumes, and to have the NFL behind this is just sets us on a different level compared to what you were covering and what we all went through back with the Virginia story. When you have the NFL behind a project, which isn't always the case, it really does help. And again, look, you know, we still have kind of an uphill battle to fight with the city council and everything. But again, what I will say is, talking with several executives from other teams, they're pretty optimistic that eventually things will work out in the favor of the Commanders and their ownership team with John Harris.
Yeah, you were saying Roger Goodell being there, it packs an extra punch for sure. When you think about the idea of the Commanders getting a new stadium in the middle of Washington, you see the renderings that it could possibly look like in the end. It really does get some excitement in the air. You see the D.C. skyline, the historic Capitol building. Everything just looks so perfect in the renderings. And if that were to happen, it would be a really big deal around the NFL. It would be talked about throughout the entire league, and it could eventually, who knows, lead to a Super Bowl in the nation's capital. I suppose that's the ultimate goal here for all of the people on board with this.
Well, look, one NFL executive put it really well to me. You know, when the league tried dealing with the last owner, the Commanders, about changing the team name, there were thoughts about, okay, change the team name, maybe we'll help you with a stadium and get the Super Bowl. Obviously, that didn't work out. Look, Nick, we got to think big here. We're talking about Super Bowl. Let's face it, the Final Four are in these big stadiums as well. So I think also there is a huge picture involved on what business can be attracted here. But I want to tell you this quick story for a minute. I know we're short on time. I ran into a few older people who gave up their season tickets for the Commanders a few years ago. They're going back and re-upping four season tickets because they see what this future has. And they keep saying what a difference Josh Harris has made to this DMV and the old-time Commanders fans, and what it's meant to the fans who kind of left the team. And now it looks like slowly coming back. And that's a big impact by this new owner.